Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If you are committed to growing your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show or have any questions or feedback, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or just give us a call at 480-648-5149. We'd love to hear from you, or you can apply to be on the show, and I'm excited to talk about you or talk with you. So today we are talking with Mario Francois from L&L Home Cleaning. L&L Home Cleaning sells the Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, and Delray Beach area with residential, commercial, and post-construction cleanup. If you want to reach out to Mario and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.llhomecleaningservices.com. Mario, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? How you doing? Pleasure to talk to you.
I am doing fantastic. I am loving your energy and excited to dive in and see what's shaking. So tell us a little bit about you, your personal, what's going on personally, how you got in the business. What's going on with you, Mario?
Absolutely, man. Thank you very much, Mike, for having me. My name is Mario Francois. Actually, my business, we are L&L Home Cleaning. We are in Cold Springs, in Cold Spring area, Cold Spring, Florida. We service the Broward County and also part of Palm Beach. Our main focus is Cold Spring. Cold Spring and the surrounding cities, Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, and Delray Beach. We started the business in 2011. My wife was thinking about opening up a business, and she wanted to be home, wanted to leave her 9-to-5 job, and she wanted to do something part-time, and that's how we started the business.
Oh, perfect. So do you guys work together?
Yes, absolutely. We worked together. At first, I was actually working full-time selling insurance, life, health, and annuity. And so she had asked me to help her with advertising on how to advertise the business and do some advertising. So I was doing it for her part-time. She was getting a few customers here and there, and she, all of a sudden, business started to pick up. And so I quit my job and started doing this with her full-time.
That's awesome. So you kind of came in just to help, and it worked out so well that you decided to make a career out of it.
That is absolutely correct. Yeah.
Awesome. So where are you guys at now? Like, how many employees do you typically employ?
Well, right now we have actually about 6 different crews that work on the daytime. So it's about 12 people that we have working daytime doing residential. And then we have 2 crews that actually work at nighttime. To do our offices at night.
Awesome. And are you mostly residential, mostly commercial, or is it about a 50-50 split?
Yeah, 90, I would say roughly about 90, maybe about 93% of our business are residential.
Okay, cool. And is that by design, or is that just kind of who showed up?
Well, actually, that is, commercial side of the business, it takes a little bit more time to build. So residential, it's a little bit more in the open. So we have a lot of focus on residential because we are a small company and we wanted to have cash flow. So we focus a lot on residential because in residential, you have a stream of cash flow when you do residential. And versus when you have commercial, you usually get paid once a month. And all of that. So we wanted to have the stream of cash flow. So that's one of the reasons we actually focus a lot in doing residential.
Okay, cool. So let's just jump right in, man. How can I help you grow your cleaning company today?
Yes. One of the questions that I have is, how do And, you know, sometimes you have a lot of time with thinking about doing commercial. The question that I have is, where do you think we should spend money on advertising? Because there's so many advertising, so many people saying they can bring you business. You know, the focus is we wanted to know where exactly you think, as a cleaning business, we should be spending money on advertising.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about that a little bit. And first of all, I guess where we should probably start is advertising budget. One of the mistakes that a lot of kind of newer companies do is they don't really set aside a budget for client attraction, for growth. So first and foremost, I would encourage you, Mario, as well as Cleaning Nation, to kind of make a priority of, we're always going to reinvest a piece of our business into getting new customers. There's certainly ways that you can do it. Do client attraction that don't cost very much money, but they're generally going to cost a lot more time. And there's ways that you can do client attraction that cost a lot of time, but don't cost that much money. So I always encourage owners to start right from the beginning with a percentage, right? If you do a dollar amount, it can that, and you grow or you shrink, that dollar amount can kind of be too much or too little. But if you just pick, say, 5 or 10% of your revenue, total gross revenue, to put back into your company and say, hey, if we do $10,000 this month, I'm going to spend $500 or $1,000 on getting new customers. That investment is, if managed wisely, can be the key to building a multi-million dollar company. So first and foremost, you've got to set aside a budget and decide to commit to that budget, no matter what, that's what you're going to invest in growing your company. Does that sound fair?
That sounds wonderful, man. Thank you so very much. Okay. I really appreciate that.
So that's the start. The second thing is, you kind of got to decide what your plan's going to be with that budget. So if you've got a couple $1,000s a month to spend, that opens up some more opportunities. If you only have a couple $100 a month to spend, you're going to have to do some more things that take more time than money. Can you give me an idea of how much you're looking to invest in growing your company every month, Mario, so I can give you coaching that fits your budget?
Well, we're thinking roughly about $2,000. We wanted to put roughly about $2,000 on advertising.
Okay.
So that's basically where we wanted to, you know, put our money in, about $2,000 for advertising on a monthly basis.
Okay. And that, for a company your size, I think $2,000 a month is a very aggressive, and I think you can really get some good growth out of that if you watch your money and put it in the right spot. So let's talk about a couple of things that you can do. First, there's offline and online. I always kind of break up my efforts into those two things. And again, that's a huge topic that I could talk for days on. So I want to make sure we kind of pick a little piece that's going to be most valuable to you. Where would you like to kind of focus on? Offline advertising, things you can do not involved with the internet, or online advertising that have a lot to do with getting leads and customers online?
Well, we wanted to do more advertising online, because most people these days, if they're looking for a cleaning service, the very first thing they're doing, they do is go on the internet. They can either go on Google, Yahoo, Bing, or any of those search engines. So advertising, we focus on online advertising.
Okay.
We don't do a lot of other advertising.
Okay, and that's not to, so we're going to focus today on online advertising, but Cleaning Nation, that's not to say that you can't do very well and have very good success with offline. I just want to make sure I honor Mario and his question where he's at today. So if we're going to go with online, there's just like we kind of talked about, we're breaking down client attraction to online and offline. Once you go online, you get to break that down into another two pieces, which is paid advertising and organic advertising. So paid would be things like Google or Bing or Facebook or any YouTube, anywhere where you pay money to get a click or a result or a view. And then organic, or sometimes they call it free, but it's not free, would be search engine optimization, which is you try to produce content and create an online presence that Google or the search engines are going to reward you with traffic not paid. Which you want? Which one of those would you be most comfortable talking about, or I can give you most value with?
It's the advertising, the Google search advertising. Okay. Organic, yes.
Okay, well, those are different. Google, okay, so organic, so not paid, not Google paid, organic. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Not Google paid, not the sponsor ads. No.
Got it, okay. So, and again, there are books and libraries probably written on this, so I'm going to give you the best that I can in the time that we have. So I love organic traffic for cleaning companies. For one, the biggest advantage that you guys have, or that we have in this industry, that really sets us apart is locale. the fact that you're not trying to attract a commercial cleaning company in Ohio is fantastic, because you're not having to compete. You know, there's in just the United States, there's like 50,000 cleaning companies. So if everybody was using the same search engine optimization techniques and tactics, it's going to be very difficult and very expensive to rank if you're competing with 50,000 people. The beautiful thing is, in any metro, depending on where you're at, Florida, I still think there's probably only 200 or 300 cleaning companies in your area. And of those 200 or 300, I'm guessing maybe a dozen or even have any online presence at all. So the beautiful thing is, Google does a really good job about I don't want to say favoring, but really favoring local businesses. So if I was going to invest in online or in search engine optimization, I would find someone that's an expert at getting local rankings. They've got what's called the 3-pack. If you go Google cleaning companies in wherever, you know, Fort Lauderdale or Phoenix or any city in between, you're going to get the 3-pack at the beginning, which has the picture of the map, and it's got each of the little places pinned, and then it'll have their address. That will come above all the other searches. So that's really what you want to get on, is that. And the way that you do it is, first, you've got to rank your address. So most of the time when you're with Google, they'll send you a little postcard that you can fill out verifying that you actually are in that physical address. And if they don't send it to you, you can request it. Have you done that yet, Mario, and kind of registered your address with Google? You have done that? Yes or no?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
So that's the first piece. So Cleaning Nation, if you haven't done that, that's absolutely the first thing. It's totally free. You've got to do that. Once you've done that, you want to start optimizing everything on your site to be, so make sure you've got things like that exact address, and I don't want to get too technical with schema and things, but you can put that exact address on every single page, like in the footer of your website, so you're giving Google lots of data that you're a real business and you're really at that address. The next thing that you can do is start getting outside listings to list you with that address. So people like Angie's List or Yelp or yellowpages.com or the local chamber of commerce, or anytime you can get someone to use that exact address. And it's got to be the exact address. If it's a little bit off, it's going to confuse Google and it's going to lower you in the rankings. So make sure that you start getting sites. They're called citations, with other people, companies that aren't you, listing you with that address. So you want to get dozens if possible, and you can pay this or you can do it on free. You can get dozens of people to start giving you those citations, which is just, you know, like I said, the Better Business Bureau or the Chamber of Commerce or Yelp or whomever listing you with that address. So you're giving lots of signals to Google saying, hey, we really are at this address. Are you with me so far, Mario?
I'm definitely listening. Yes, I am with you.
Okay. Once you've done that, the next thing you're going to want to do is get as many inbound links as possible. So you want lots of people linking to your site. So Google says, oh, wow, there's lots of people linking to him. So he must be, this must be a relevant site that's important. We should send other traffic to it. Now, you've got to be careful here, because you can go onto Fiverr or under the dark corners of the internet, and people will promise you, I'll get you 10,000 links for $20. If you do this wrong and they're illegitimate and you try and kind of do black hat, kind of bad SEO or search engine optimization, Google figures that out quick and they will penalize you, and all of a sudden you disappear from search altogether. So you want to make sure with links you're doing this organically. You're getting real businesses to link to you because you're adding value, not paying people. So you might call, you know, again, if you've got the Better Business Bureau, or I just had the ISSA, which is a fantastic trade organization for owners of cleaning companies, on the show. If you start getting those people to link to your site, or your janitorial supply company, or other, you know, any kind of people in your industry, like when guests come on the show, we always create a page for them and link to their website. And because we're a podcast and we have so many you know, different guests and inbound, outbound links, that's a very powerful link. So the second thing, after you get a lot of citations, you want to start getting lots of legitimate organic links to your site. Any questions so far?
No question whatsoever.
Okay. And again, there's a dozen things you can do. So I'm just going to try and hit you with some of the highlights. And also, if you go to, I'm not sure what episode it was, but I interviewed my friend John Ayers, who's an absolute SEO genius. So if you like the show and you want some more, go check that episode out. It dovetails very nicely with what we're talking about now. I'll give you one more concept, okay, and then we'll move on to the lightning round. The last thing that you're going to want to do is give social signals to Google. So a lot of times people think, I've got my website. That's the big thing. 10 years ago, that might have been the case. But now people really aren't looking at just your social, just your website. They're looking at all the social signals. So they're going to be looking at your Facebook page. If you have a LinkedIn profile, if you're on Twitter, reviews are huge. That's another thing. When I talked about the three pack on the local listings, you want to have at least 5 reviews on Google, because then of the 3, if you have less than 5 reviews, it won't say your reviews. If you have more than 5, it'll actually have the 5, you know, this company has 7 reviews, and it'll put the 5-star right there. So you definitely, when you get in that 3-pack, you want to have at least 5 reviews with Google, and you want them to be good. So that the last thing is you want to really take into consideration your entire online presence with not just your website. So your Facebook page, your LinkedIn profile, if you have a Google Plus account, if you have a Facebook page, and maybe a group. So you want to make sure that all the signals are pointing to Google, saying this is a legitimate business. They have all these other profiles. They really do exist. They're linked to the Better Business Bureau and to the Chamber of Commerce and to other companies and to this podcast page. And so you want to start just giving Google as many signals as possible as you can. And I will tell you, one of the ways, the big ways to do this is reviews. And I'll do a little sneak peek. I'm not sure when it's going to release, but I just recorded a review, an interview, a podcast with a guy that has an app that helps get reviews, and it's awesome. So look out for that, Cleaning Nation. That's another one at the end of this one for both you, Mario, and Cleaning Nation. You're going to want to check that one out next. So that's about all I can get into right now with the time that we have. Do you have any other questions or comments or thoughts before we move to the lightning round, Mario?
Yes, the other question, the question that I have, you did mention something about backlinks and all of that, you know, and how to stay away from some of those bad links. How do you, as a company, how are you able to control it? Or if your competitor want to send you a bad links to your site and where Google can ding you, would that be a possibility if your competitor is looking at this? Can they actually, you know, have some bad links linking to your website where Google can actually penalize you?
Yeah.
Or is that something that...
No, that's a very kind of black hat technique. And honestly, yeah, so no, there's not a lot you can do against that. And that's a whole different topic than I'd want to get into here. But yeah, competitors can certainly do that. Honestly, I've not run into that in the cleaning business. There are some very, very competitive, mostly nationwide or worldwide, like, you know, accident, injury, or medical stuff that, you know, traffic is super expensive, and people, you know, employ, you know, big dollar SEO firms to kind of do that kind of nonsense. Honestly, I've not found that a lot in the cleaning business, but yes, it is a possibility.
Okay.
And there's not much you can, you know, not much you can do about it. And what you can do would be beyond the scope of the show.
That's it. Okay.
Cool. Any other questions or thoughts before we hit the lightning round?
No, that's it. That's it.
All right,
very
brother.
Good information you're giving me, man. I appreciate it. Yeah,
I'm glad you're getting value. Let's hit the lightning round. We'll give you an opportunity to give back to Cleaning Nation. 3 quick questions. You're going to give 3 awesome answers. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, Mario?
Best pieces of advice that I received was stay focused. Somebody told me once, Mario, listen, when you start your business, you're going to find other people that come in and tell you about other business. Stay focused. Laser focus. Don't try to do too many things. Don't try to have, doing different things. If if what you do is cleaning, you stay focused on cleaning. You learn as much as you can about the cleaning, and you stay laser focused on that.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you. Question 2, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business?
When I first started, I don't know if I can do that, but when I first started, I did Groupon, and it was one of the big mistake that I've ever made in my life. They almost put me out of business. They gave me so much client that I was not able to prepare for them. And also, not only because of that, what happened is I cut down the cost of my services so much that I was basically going out there and cleaning for free.
Yeah.
And it actually, none of these customers did come back to me. So it actually really almost crippled the business. So I will, my advice to anybody that started the business, stay away from any business that's going to cut your profit by 50 or whatever percentage that is to bring you clients. At the end of the day, those clients will come back. So,
Great point. I appreciate that. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today to improve their lives or their business?
What's one idea that that Cleaning Nation can do to improve their life?
Yeah, that they can make their lives or their business better.
I don't know. Well, yes, I do. One advice is don't try to take a job because of lowering costs. And I think that's one of the mistakes that a lot of business, a lot of cleaning company makes, is that they're trying to go lowball on you know, trying to charge low so that way they can get that client. And what you do is you really hurting the industry, by doing that. I mean, if you figure out what it is, if they're saying that that person actually charged $200 and then you come in and you try to do it for, you know, $100 and cut 50% of that, what you do is really hurting the business. You have to really kind of learn a way of, you know, the way it should be, not going lowball and trying to, you know, put a low bid so you can get the business. The only way you're going to do that, yes, you could actually end up getting the contract, but what you're doing, you're hurting yourself, because at the end of the day, you have a whole bunch of contract, but you're not making any money. It doesn't really help you. It doesn't help the industry either.
Couldn't agree more. You hit it right on the head, Mario. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Mario's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.